Get John to speak into the phone.
I also have problems in my hearing. I have like 70% of my ear, so I was losing the hearing ability. And when you came last year, I went under a surgery, and they were trying to use something inside my ear. And after the surgery, what they did in the surgery, it was not pretty good, the surgery. So when the brothers came here and they were praying for me, they had a program for a different surgery because they didn't know what happened with my ear. So after that, I said to myself, I'm going to believe in God. And 2 or 3 months ago, I had a cold and I went to the doctor. And when the doctor saw my ear, he said, you don't have a very special part in your ear. That it is like if you were a person who is deaf.
Amen.
And I can hear. I can hear, actually. Last year that you came, I think it was a guy from Australia. I suffered an injury in my right ankle. I was playing soccer. And the Lord glorified in my life, because when Robert prayed for my ankle was healed. I didn't realize, because I started playing soccer once again. And a month later, I said, wow, I am healed of my ankle, and I didn't realize. And I was ashamed. I was ashamed for God, because I was healed and I haven't realized. That was my testimony.
She was completely deaf in her right, in her left ear.
Hace más acá, hermana, que los de allá están mirando dónde está. Bueno, déjame ellos. Sacamos
hace tiempo. Long time ago.
Yo me guardaba dos cosas.
I was keeping two things in my heart. I always said to God, I was asking God in a secret place. I was not ever able to come forward in a church. So I asked her first, I remember. At that time I asked God that I wanted to have a son. And every time I cried and I cried. And I wasn't able just to come forward for asking that to God. And all the time I was in secret places asking God in secret. And I said to God, there is a word in the Bible that says, pray to me in secret place, and I will reward you. I will reward you in public. So I took that word for me. And I remember that there was a pastor who was directing the cult. And when he was preaching, I realized that everyone was looking at me. And do you remember? When he was preaching that day, he never took away his look at me. And I felt that he was talking to me. And when he said he was going to pray for everybody, and I was not able to come out. But God gave me the desire to have my child. I got pregnant. And my son is James, Santiago. And during the time I was pregnant, I had lots of struggles. Because in my house there were some witchcraft around the place. And with my husband, even we had to pray and pray because of this situation in the neighborhood, that there was witchcraft around. There was affliction. And we prayed and we prayed. And thanks to God, my son is with me. He's 1 year and a half. For those who don't know him, he was my first miracle that God granted me. The second one, I had a problem with my hearing. When I was a child, my father never took me to the doctor. So not too long time ago, I went to the doctor and they told me, you lost your ear because you came so late. It's too late. You can't do anything. So I also was praying for that. And I said to Laura, Laura, I believed you. You gave me the first desire that I had in my heart, that was my child. If you could do that, Lord, I know you can do, you can heal me, Lord. So I was not, sometimes I couldn't go come forward when the people were preaching. I'm not a person that goes out to tell people about my stuff. But this time I said to myself, I want to do it. When I listened to the words Paul said it, and you know, about all the places that he went around and all the trips, and when he said that he was going to pray for somebody, he was in a wheelchair and he didn't want to. So I said to myself, Lord, I have to come forward to be healed. I want to be healed. I don't want to be a person who doesn't want your, or is rejecting your blessing. And God made a miracle. I can listen. I can listen through my ear.
Amen.
Thank you.